nuclear energy in the U.S. and worldwide. Worldwide electricity generated by commercial nuclear power. Nuclear reactor technology was first developed in the 1940s initially for producing weapons, but President Dwight Eisenhower's Atoms for Peace program shifted the focus from weapons to power generation, scientific research, and the production of medical and industrial isotopes. Today, nuclear technology is global, and nuclear-generated power is a major part of the worldwide energy portfolio. As of May 2019, there were 452 operating reactors in 30 countries with a total installed capacity of 399,354 megawatts electric. In addition, 54 reactors were under construction. Based on preliminary data from 2018, France had the highest portion at 71.7% of total domestic energy generated by nuclear power. The other of the top five countries with the highest nuclear share of electricity generated in 2018 were Slovakia with 55%, Ukraine with 53%, Hungary with 50.6%, and Sweden with 40.3%. In addition to generating electricity, nuclear materials and technology are used worldwide for many other peaceful purposes, such as diagnosing and treating medical conditions, irradiating food to make it safer and last longer, and assisting in making pest-resistant seed varieties with higher yields, using nuclear gauges to maintain quality control in industry, and using radioactive isotopes to date objects and identify elements. The NRC engages in international activities to exchange regulatory information, enhancing the safe and secure civilian use of nuclear materials and technologies.
International activities. The NRC's international activities support the agency's domestic mission as well as broader U.S. domestic and international interests. They are wide-ranging and include convention and treaty implementation, nuclear nonproliferation, export and import licensing for nuclear materials and equipment, international nuclear safety, security, and safeguards cooperation and assistance, international safety and security information exchanges, and cooperative safety research. The NRC works with multinational organizations such as the International Atomic Energy Agency and the Nuclear Energy Agency of the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, and bilaterally with regulators in other countries through cooperation and research agreements. These interactions allow the NRC to share and acquire regulatory safety and security best practices. In addition, joint research projects give the NRC access to research facilities not available in the United States. Conventions and treaties. All countries that ratify nuclear-related conventions and treaties must take actions to implement them. Their actions help ensure high levels of safety and security. For example, the NRC actively participates in and provides leadership for the implementation of the Convention on Nuclear Safety. The objectives of the convention are to maintain a high level of nuclear safety worldwide, to prevent accidents with radiological consequences, and to mitigate such consequences should they occur. In addition, the NRC's international cooperation and assistance activities, as well as import and export licensing of nuclear materials and equipment, fulfill U.S. obligations undertaken under the Treaty on the Non-Proliferation of Nuclear Weapons. This treaty says that all parties to the treaty have the right to participate in the fullest possible exchange of equipment, materials, and scientific and technological information for the peaceful uses of nuclear energy, provided that they meet their non-proliferation obligations. The NRC, therefore, participates in review meetings and associated activities under this treaty. The NRC also actively participates in meetings and activities for several conventions. The conventions on the safety of spent fuel management and on the safety of radioactive waste management, the convention on the physical protection of nuclear material and its amendment, the convention on early notification of a nuclear accident, and the convention on assistance in the case of a nuclear accident or radiological emergency. Export and import licensing. The NRC also reviews applications to license export and imports of nuclear materials and equipment to determine that such exports and imports will be in the best interest of the United States and will be consistent with agreements for the peaceful use of nuclear materials. The NRC's export and import regulations are found in 10 CFR Part 110. The NRC participates in meetings of the Nuclear Suppliers Group and the Code of Conduct on the Safety and Security of Radioactive Sources to ensure that U.S. export and import controls are appropriate. On bilateral cooperation and assistance, the NRC has information-sharing agreements with other countries, as well as Taiwan and the European Atomic Energy Community. International cooperation. The NRC participates in a wide range of programs that enhance the safety and security of peaceful nuclear activities worldwide. With countries that have mature nuclear power or radioactive materials programs, the NRC focuses on sharing information and best practices. With countries that have new programs, the NRC focuses on helping develop and improve their regulatory activities. Some of the benefits of consulting with mature regulatory programs include awareness of reactor construction activities that could apply to new reactors being built in the U.S., prompt notification to foreign partners of U.S. safety issues and vice versa, and sharing of safety and security information. Assistance. The NRC offers bilateral training, workshops, and peer reviews to assist countries as they develop or enhance their national nuclear regulatory infrastructures and programs. The NRC also participates in regional working groups to exchange technical information among specialists. Foreign assignee program. The NRC provides long-term on-the-job assignments to foreign regulators at the NRC through its foreign assignee program. This helps both organizations better understand each other's regulatory programs, capabilities, and commitments. It also helps to enhance the expertise of both foreign assignees and the NRC staff. The program also fosters relationships between the NRC and key officials in other countries. Since its inception in 1975, the NRC has hosted more than 400 foreign assignees. Foreign trainee program. The NRC provides opportunities for engineers, scientists, and regulatory personnel from other countries to attend NRC training courses at the Technical Training Center and Professional Development Center. Multilateral cooperation and assistance. The NRC plays an active role in the different programs and committee work of multilateral organizations. The agency works with multiple regulatory counterparts through the International Atomic Energy Agency, the Nuclear Energy Agency, and other multilateral organizations on issues related to safety research and development of standards, radiation protection, risk assessment, emergency preparedness, waste management, transportation, safeguards, physical protection and security, and training, communications, and public outreach. International cooperative research. The NRC participates in international cooperative research programs to share U.S. operating experience and to learn from the experience of other countries. This helps leverage access to foreign research data and test facilities otherwise unavailable to the United States.